war stories from Hollywood blockbusters, nerve-wracking intelligence missions or improbable lucky escapes. And we might think that those characters, at the centre of them, are pure fiction, just the movies. But sometimes there is also a bit of truth. What if I told you that within the archive here at Q, there are fascinating stories of real people who lived through the horrors of the Second World War?
All the luggage we had with us, we were all allowed 80 pounds, was torn out of our hands and dumped in a huge pile. Our pockets were searched and things stolen. We even got kicked and hit with rifle butts if anyone was not quick enough. Then we were driven down by the troops on the ship, rounded up like cattle and packed onto individual decks. The worst thing was that we were sitting behind barbed wire.
This is On the Record at the National Archives, uncovering the past through stories of everyday people.
We have a series of cards here. There's about 200,000 of these cards that we hold, some of which have a photograph of the individual, and Arthur's does have a photograph, and that always brings things to life that little bit.
Can you remember what he looks like? What does the photograph give away?
He was a similar age to me now, and I always feel that he looks a lot fitter than I am.
I'm Chloe Lee, a migration and citizenship researcher at the National Archives. My colleagues here at Q have put together an exhibition called Great Escapes, Remarkable Second World War Captives, using some of the unique documents we hold to tell the stories of people who were imprisoned during the war.
This is the story of Peter Gardner. He was a Spitfire pilot and he bailed out of his Spitfire in July 42, and he spent some time in Offlags before he was transferred to Salaghlav 3. And there he became involved in intelligence work. And he wrote some secret messages, which we found.
This episode is coming soon, so hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen.